Hello.
Good morning. My name is Lori. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back, and how may I assist you?
This is Leah Gurley, and that's me. And I was calling to file my weekly claim today.
Okay, you're trying to file your claim today?
Yeah, I signed up for it yesterday. I mean, not y'all. What am I talking about? Last Monday, and I was going to, you know, the weekly thing.
I'll be glad to help you. May I have your All Social Security number, please?
It's 255-656-6303.
Okay, could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
255-656-6303.
Okay, I want to make sure I got it correct.
They don't have an automated one no more?
You talk about the number that you call the inquiry department, I mean the weekly certification number. No, what's going on? You talking about the, hold on 1 second.
When they do it, the automatic talking and you press
the weekly certification line.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still have that number.
I must have dialed the wrong number. Let me get a pen where you can give it to me.
Okay.
Because I thought I got them. I might have got them. I don't know.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, what is it?
800-757-7389.
Yes. Okay. That's the automated one, but you can go ahead and do it for me since I got you on the phone.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be glad to help you. Okay. Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
It's Leah Gurley.
Mm-hmm.
December 16th, 1981.
And your mother's maiden name, her birth last name?
Daniel.
Okay, I have something different.
They didn't change it. It was supposed to, I don't know why they got Jean on there.
Okay.
They were supposed to change it last Monday, last week when I did it.
That's okay. I do it. I make sure it's done.
I don't know where they got Jean from.
All right, bye. Get it straight now. What is her maiden name?
Daniel. Daniel.
Okay. Daniel. Okay, I got it. Give me one second.
Okay, you good.
Okay. There we go. Now I'm where I'm where I want to be. All right. Okay, so what's your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years that could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so when's the last time you worked?
My last day at IGA was the end of June. Let me tell you exactly what day it was. Because this Thursday will be 2 weeks, so it was June the 27th.
This year?
Yes.
Okay.
It was July. Yeah.
Okay. So did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months? Hold on one second. Sorry about that. Okay, have you worked for the federal government?
No.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Ms. Gurley?
I'm here.
Okay. Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
Yeah, it has, but not this time. Like last week when I filed.
No, it's like, has your name changed since the last time you filed? Like, have you got married or something? Like, meaning like that.
Like 8 years ago.
Okay. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
All right.
3 years, no.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Okay. All right. May I have your phone number, please?
256-288-4840.
All right, do you have a driver's license or a state ID?
Driver's license.
Okay, what state?
You said what state?
Yes.
Alabama.
Okay. May I have the number, please?
6902-694.
Okay, what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
All right, do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right, may I have your address?
4706. Westwood Drive, Huntsville, Alabama, 35810.
Okay, you said, what was that? What was your...
After the number.
After the number, what was the rest?
Westwood, one word, Westwood, Drive.
Okay. And then what's the zip code?
35810.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, so what's your job description? What did you do?
Worked in a deli clerk, as a deli clerk.
A deli clerk?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Am I doing what now?
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Just, I'm probably trying to get out of it. Like, I'm just going to probably go back to cashiering.
Okay.
They asked me all this last Monday.
Yeah, when you that's when you doing a claim, all this stuff, this is part of the claim.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But if it's not completed, you got to go through all this again.
Oh, okay.
All right, so do you obtain work through a union hall? Are you in the union?
No.
Okay, are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
All right, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Just really day shift. I don't want nights.
Okay, I understand. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10, 15, less than 20.
Okay. What's the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
13.
All right. And are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No.
All right. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from your employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No.
All right, do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you said taxes? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. If you are approved for benefits, you have... Hold on 1 second. Okay, if you have the option, if you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Savings account. Yeah, I already took all that last week.
So you want to keep your direct deposit? Or do you want to keep what's on file, or would you like to update? Or would you like to update it?
Is it my
It doesn't show
when I put on there.
It doesn't show what you. It doesn't show what you have on there. It just has the option that you would like to keep direct deposit, or would you like to update it?
I'm gonna go ahead and give you the because I don't know. I think because they been sitting there typing everything that I got approved for last week. But I don't know. I'm gonna go ahead and give you my bank account.
All right. Is this your checking or savings?
It's savings.
Okay. And what's your routing number? Your account number?
And routing number is 26227573.
Okay. And what's your account number?
000-67027-0.
All right. So what's the name of your separating employee? Who did you work for?
Hodges Food Corporation, IGA.
Okay. Is it up under a different name?
It's, it was the store is called IGA, but the company, the actual company is Howgens.
It's called what?
Howgens.
Okay. I see it. Howgens Food Group?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you have their phone number?
I got all that in my notes. Hold on. I'm looking for it. Can I do it? Okay, here it is. It's 256-384-8085.
Okay. And what's the Work City location?
You said where is it located?
Yeah, the Work City location.
Oh, Huntsville.
Okay. And when's your start date and the last day you worked?
June 27th was the last date, 2024. And May 19th, 2023 is when I started.
Okay, June 27th was your last day, and you said May what?
May 19th,
2023. Okay, was your start date? All right. Yes. You have reported that your last day of work to be during the current work week. You will be required to report your wages on your first weekly certification. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So why are you no longer working?
Oh, that fired me.
Okay. And what was the reason?
They just was saying that I ate out the food and put the fork back in there. I dropped the chicken and didn't wash it. Didn't have hairnet on. Didn't wash my hands like I was supposed to.
Okay, what's the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
She's a... Janelle is her first name. I can't think of it. I think it's Cobra. Janelle Cobra, something like that.
Okay.
And the other one was Donna. I don't know her last name. It was two of them that talked to me.
Okay. What are they?
Janelle is the manager. GM. I don't know what they are. And like Donna, she's the manager, the deli manager's boss lady, however you want to call that.
So they're managers?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Tony, he's the main manager.
Okay. All right. And you said your last date was June 27, 2024?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem due to your discharge? Like, what did you do to try to save your job?
I just tried to tell him that I wasn't going to do it no more. I basically, you know, like, well, you've been doing it too many times. We've been watching you. I was like, okay. And they said, I make sure for sure I do it again. They say, well, they told me he'd sent me home.
Okay. And, hold on 1 second. Okay. All right, so have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. So are your answers correct?
Yes. Okay. To my knowledge.
Okay. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments or fraud penalties. Do you certify that your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a question for you, too.
Yes, ma'am.
I went by the unemployment office here, and they said everything was in there, and they just asked for my ID and my Social Security card, and I gave it to them and made a copy. Do I need to go by there again and give it to them?
No, ma'am. Your claim wasn't open. I had to reopen your claim. That's why we're doing this all over again. You had certain things that weren't answered that had to be answered before your claim could be reviewed.
Okay, because I got the paper and how much it was weekly and everything on there. I got it like about 3 days after I filed it last Monday.
We're almost finished, though. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Are you filing your claim in? Are you filing the claim in the state of Alabama?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you certify under the penalty of perjury that you're the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefits handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in a claimant portal or by telephone. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. due no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are on the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. If you do not recognize one of our listed employers or realize there were employers missing from the list we provided, please call the claims line number at 866-234-5382 as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported and all other information will be sent to you by mail. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standings with their union, employees who are on verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted through a telephone or a letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit your local Alabama Career Center. Now we are finished with your claim. I'm going to give you a transaction number. That's just where your claim has been completed. Are you ready?
Let me get this paper.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, that number is
489-885-105. 105.
Okay, and your PIN number is 1981.
Okay, 1981.
Uh-huh, and your claim is now active.
Alrighty.
All right, so is there any further assistance needed?
No, ma'am, not that I know of.
All right, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
All right, you too.
You're welcome.